Beer with Zio James. This is the show. Welcome to the second fucking podcast. What's poppin', man? On a serious note, whatever. Anyway, we have this rule here. Whenever I say fuck you, it means love you, right? So whenever I say that, you say fuck you too, somehow, in the fucking video comment or whatever, right? Anyway, so this is the second fucking podcast. I'm fucking excited, again. And, yeah, for those of you who have been, listening to my podcast, I hope that you listened to the first podcast that I put up. And if you haven't, you need to change your taste and listen to it. I'm guessing you've been redirected to this through my Facebook or through my Instagram or through my fucking website, whatever. I really fucking appreciate, I have my beer. I hope you have your beer right now as well. And yeah, man, this is the second podcast. And like I promised in the first podcast, in the second one, we're going to have, from the second podcast, we're going to have topics to discuss about. And since this is the second one, we do have a topic, but this is also, about the fact that why there has been a drastic change in my Instagram content. Why has there been a drastic, shift on my Facebook, and why have I created the radio show? Why the fuck am I a dancer and doing all this weird shit, right? So that's what we're gonna talk about. And this is a topic in itself. I mean, at least for today, right? Yeah, I hope you're excited. I am too. Like I promised in the first podcast, the fact that I have, I started uploading different epic content on my Instagram and on my Facebook. There has been a drastic change. There has been a drastic shift. And the reason I created this radio show, right, is basically because of this realization that I just recently faced. I believe that we as humans, right, we as mankind, this is the realization that I came across, we as humans, we as fucking Homo sapiens, the wise people, right, rage through our lives, racing, chasing, fucking, just grabbing stuff, right? Whatever, we're living, we race through our lives towards this ultimate death, right? And that's okay, that's a good story. But what I realize is in this chase, in this race, in this constant breathing process, right? When we're experiencing life as we know it, we reach a certain point where we become desensitized towards real feelings like love, like awe, like a spark in a kid's eye when he sees his first toy, right? Like the fire in the belly for a passion, right? Like we normalize these things. And I think it's not like a moment or a point where we reach where we realize this. I think these are checkpoints that we cross in our life, and one day we wake up and we realize, fuck, we have been too serious. We've lost the curiosity. I'm talking about the curiosity of a child. I'm talking about, that childlike questioning. I'm talking about that feeling of wonder, of awe, of just fucking, losing yourself in experiences rather than worrying about the end game or the end product that we have to achieve. This realization of loss made me create these three portals, this change in my Instagram and my Facebook, and made me create this radio show. What I want to do, what I hope actually to do, is to find back the curiosity, this feeling of wonder, this feeling of awe in people, to find back the lost magic, as I would say.